views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dick from LA, and today is a Friday, December the 9th, 2016. I want to thank you all for listening to today's show. And definitely, definitely glad that you're here. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time about anything that we talked about this week, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you'd like to jump in and talk about anything or some of the things that we posted in BTR, and I'm going to go over some of those things and also anything else that you would like to talk about before we get into today's show or even extend today's show. Don't worry about it. If you want to talk about it, it's very, very important that we do. So you can give us a call at 866-510-9025. And before we jump into today's show, as always, let's talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by giving some of your financial energy to the network to ensure that the network will be here on air and will continue to bring you information, bring you things that you should be thinking about, things that you would want to strategize for, and decisions that you would want to make from some of the information that you're hearing. And that is one way that you can ensure that is by you giving some of your financial energy, some of your ability to maintain Black Talk Radio Network on the air, and you can do that by making donations. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's the website for this network, and you will see in the far right-hand corner, you'll see a green donation icon that's there with the green background with the holding hands and signifying you supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and together we're going to continue to make sure that this is one institution that we don't lose. Also, you can go to right next on the Black Talk Radio Network website, right there next to the home prompt is the crowdfunding digital black media. That's another place which you can do it. The easiest way just to hit the donation button that's right there. So also, Black Talk Radio Network has a social media outlet known as BTR Community, where I only post things, no longer posting in any other social media outlets because they are controlled by the individuals that most of us are upset, complaining, and realize that we have to remove our energy from. They're the controlling factors there. So I only post inside of BTR Community, and you can do that as well. You can promote yourself, your business, some events that you have going on or some things that are important to you, and you can also continue to have social media activities by way of BTR Community. And one great thing about it is you know that your information will not be sold to any bidder, and you will not be adversely affected by what you post, what you say, your comments, your opinions, or things that you think that you express if you want to express it in a social media form, in an outlet. That's where you can do it in a more sincere and safe way, in my opinion, definitely there. So you can do that. And BTR community is only $24 a year. So you can go there. Also, if you're interested in acquiring precious metals and saving the way you should be saving in assets, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint. And there you can actually see what's in inventory and definitely protect yourself, protect your family, protect our community by reengaging in the assets that have been traditionally a part of our culture that we have walked away from. So get back to your ancestral ties and do not allow your DNA to be shifted, stolen, or, influenced to walk away from its true nature and its true ability. And that is one of the ways that you can do it. Reconnect yourself with God's money. Very, very, very important. You can do that through Prosperity Mint. And if this is your first time using Prosperity Mint, or if you're using Prosperity Mint, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you to ensure that you are to understand the process of acquiring and purchase the metal correctly, and purchasing the metal correctly. So make sure you do that. Okay, so with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. So let me pull up. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Now, I posted this inside BTR community. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it right now. You may be able to see it a little bit later because it's kind of changes it with what people comment on it, that goes to the front and things get pushed around. So, but these are some of the things that are posted, and you'll probably be able to see it. They usually come up a day later, especially if people respond to a lot of things and make comments on them. It kind of juggles it all around. So some of the articles that we posted in BTR today. Number one, first one came from Reuters. Exclusive, ECB rejects Monte Picasso's request for more time to raise cash. Basically, they have told the oldest bank in the world, third largest lender in Italy, that they are not going to give them any more time, which means that Italy is going to have to bail out that bank. And in bailing that out, that is going to have a lot of major, major ramifications globally and monetarily, banking-wise, and everything associated with banking throughout the world, because this is the seventh largest economy in the third largest economy in the EU, and one of the top 10 economies in the world, that is now having some severe banking problems, that's going to continue to expand and grow into a full-blown global banking crisis. So check out, in my opinion, check out that article from Reuters. Very, very important that you do, because it does directly affect you, your children, everyone that is of age. Even if they, right now, it will have dramatic effects pretty much on everyone, either positive or in a very negative obstacle way. The choice will be yours on how it's going to affect you. So it will affect everyone. No one will be excluded from this as it continues to move, but how it will affect you will be the key. Make sure that it will, in my opinion, I think that you protect yourself and put yourself in a position for some of the opportunities that will come because of this, that you can seize and actually put yourself and your family and the community in a better economic position. That is the most important thing. So if not, there are going to be some very, very painful moments and painful times and painful events that are going to be coming to a bank, checking, savings, cash institution near you. No one will be excluded from this as this unfolds. Next article comes from Bloomberg, right? Yep, Bloomberg. Man, this was, oh man, I wish, because I made some comments on some of these things and they can't find them. All right, next one, this comes from Bloomberg. Trump says China will have to play by the rules under the new ambassador. Man, this thing with China is going to blow. And what they did was they had an ambassador and some other individuals for the new administration, the new celebrity figurehead CEO, people that are going to be in place that have actual personal relationship with Xi Jinping, the prime minister of China, excuse me, the president of China, and that is not going to work at all. And I don't know, maybe I will read a little of this I'll read a little bit later. Very, very important one. And this thing with China is really going to start to unravel, because one of the things that don't mix, in my opinion, is oil and water. And this is just like oil and water. This one is going to really, really have some very relevant, drastic ramifications here in the U.S. as this celebrity figurehead administration starts to move towards being placed as the CEO of the Corporation of the United States Government, Inc. Wow, this is going to be big. Next article comes from The Hill. And this one said, California measures that would create immigration safe zone. Now, this will be a part of the show today, but let me tell you, man, this one is a really, really severe one as far as what's going on. And to me, this is one of the engineered events to facilitate or methods to facilitate the objective of the overall system. And this is going to be, in my opinion, is going to have some very, very drastic measures. I basically, in a commentary, I said that this is going to show just how fast a free fall can speed up for the sake of political dogma. How will a nation preserve its persistence when its created state was intentionally rooted in deprivation? Answer: the cannibal nature of its essence will prudently deem herself to be fit to be served, meaning she's gonna eat herself. She's gonna eat everything in her way, even to the point where there's nothing else. That nation will start to eat itself, and that's what's going to be happening here. And I always say, and I said also, empire exhaustion is accomplished when civil and international immortal rule is no longer criminally expedient. Meaning, and I said, down goes Frazier. What do I mean by that? See, they allowed these empires to seem immortal as long as it's criminally expedient for the overall agenda to enslave. And once that's over, all empires fall. And this is going to be the case here. And this is going to be one of the things that is definitely, definitely going to be a part of that overall demise. And it's not actually happening the way a lot of people are thinking or seeing outwardly. They're not looking at the strategical tactical play that this was and why this was put into place. And this was actually put into place to totally cause for the demise of or the empire demise. So check out that article. Very, very important. And it was a bill, SB 54, that was going to come out. And we're going to take a look at that in a little bit. One of the things we definitely, definitely need to read, because this is gives you an idea and you need to know what's really, really going on and how to strategically place yourself, your family, and everyone else in a position of advantage. Because this is one of the things that is going to be used to cause the fall of this Roman Empire. And then there will be another one that will reestablish itself, which it already has, basically. Next article comes from, this wasn't an article, this one was a YouTube video. Man, we had the show yesterday and we're going to have part two today. Hillary Clinton calls fake news a danger. Check out that YouTube video. And if you didn't, man, I'm going to I'm actually going to play that today here. And it's really, really quick, but you got to hear this. This is going to be major, 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 and this is all a setup. And we're going to talk about that today in today's show. Next one came from, next article came from the Dallas. One second. Would it, give me one second, folks. This one came from the Dallas Morning News, I believe it did. Posted it earlier, but I don't, hold on real quickly. Give me a second. Well, basically, this one was, I think it was from the Dallas Morning News. If not, but once it pops up, I'll let you know where I got this one from. I posted inside of BTR, and it was the Dallas Daily News. Okay, yeah, it was the Dallas Daily News. There it is. Okay, now, this article is in an unprecedented move. The Dallas pension system suspends withdrawals for their pensioners. And in order to, basically the run on the bank was happening so much and they were losing so much that they had to do that. And this is going to set precedence for the overall restructuring and the failure to meet obligations of the pension funds. This is what they're going to do. This is a Ponzi scheme. Whenever you don't have any more cash to facilitate the withdrawals, that means that you were running a Ponzi scheme, plain and simple. And most of these pensions are based in Ponzi schemes. The exact same thing that's happening with the Dallas Police and Fire pension system is the same thing how your pension system will work. If people start withdrawing on it, it will actually, they will stop it because they don't have the necessary funds to actually be withdrawn to facilitate those that are, that have worked and are eligible for their overall funds. This is going to have real teeth, and this is something that you definitely need to know about, and we're going to take a look into for today's show as well. This is something that we'll look at. Very, very important. Next article. Give me one second. My internet has been working really, really slow where we are, so just bear with me. Next article. This one comes from actual Senator Robert Portman's office. The Senate passed the counter, Countering Propaganda Act as part of NDAA. And what happened here was that the Senate passed Major Portman and Murphy Counter's propaganda bill as part of NDAA, the propaganda bill. And lo and behold, yesterday I talked about, and I know that we've been talking about this on Tando Radio Show, yesterday I said they're going to make this a part of the Patriot Act, NDAA. Patriot Act 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all the way up. How many they're going to have? They're going to also do it and make it a part of a subtitle of NDAA, A, B, C, D, and subtitle 1, 2, whatever. Well, guess what they did? Yes, the Senate has passed that, and they call it Countering the Propaganda Act. Man, this is going to, and all of this means that this is going to be a destruction of the truth, and this is going to be a part of today's show. So we'll definitely take a look at this. This stuff is really, really unfolding in a bad, in a very evil, evil way. Next article came from, this one actually came from the White House Press. Give me one second. Let me pull this one up. This one came from whitehouse.gov. Presidential determination and waivers pursuant to Section 2249A of Title 10, United States Code, and Section 40 and 40A of the Arms Export Control Act to support U.S. operations to combat terrorism in Syria. Sorry about that, everyone. Now, this was critical because what happened was that here is where arms was sold to the militant groups that are actually fighting in Syria. This is huge in itself. has a lot to do with what we're going to continue to see what was going on. And let me just pull this up really quickly. Real quick, 1 second. If it will just pull up for me, it may not pull up for me, but it will. But what, basically what happened here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are arms that are being sold to the Free Syrian, the FSA, the Free Syrian Army, which is nothing free nor Syrian about that overall organization. And there's arms being sold to what they call, what the government has been saying is moderates that are fighting for the liberation of Syria. But if you know where they're really from, they're ties to all forms of former individuals that later will be considered enemies of the state and terrorists and everything else, just like they did the Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda and everything else funded them to fight Russia in Afghanistan. Well, this is huge because they're basically selling arms to Syrian rebels. And that is going to be a major problem, but this is what the system really needs. Next article came from, where did this one come from? IndependenceSentinel.co.com. And some of you had actually commented on that in, I don't know how I'm going to do this. All right, so here it is. So this one sec, let me. On this one, Democratic Congresswoman says U.S. is directly funding ISIL and Al-Qaeda. And many of you said, aware of it, learned, said, anyone pay attention knows this. Alpha Male said we are much more intelligent than people think. I mean, black people have known this forever, and just as we didn't already know this fact. Here's the thing about it. Yes, you may know, and this is very telling. But what this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the purge that's about to happen. And what happens after that purging of the United States internationally, domestically, and culturally, so to speak, there is going to be a quickening of the overall demise of this overall nation, and because the real target of all of this is you. And this is why this stuff is all coming out now. This is why you've had Pizzagate. This is why all of this stuff is going to be coming out, and so much more is going to be coming out. And then other countries are going to start to say that the United States is the biggest pariah on the planet, which they will be able to say because they'll have fact and proof to show all of that, because it's been just that. But it was orchestrated for that, to maintain the overall enslavement and subjugation of everyone on this planet. And they are going to allow the U.S. to reach a peak of demise, a direction of demise, in order to save the system of subjugation and control and enslavement globally. And what does that mean for you, everyone here, and everyone tied to the U.S.? You're going to go down with the ship faster than the 2 hours and 40 minutes it took for the Titanic to actually sink. Because they're going to split this just like the Titanic. The thing that made the Titanic go down so fast was that its hull actually split. And that's what's going to happen here. That is what's going to, and I would just hope that you are getting in the life raft now and moving away from the overall sinking of this empire. And there are things that you should be doing. This is very critical. It tells you how, where things are and where they're going to continue to go. Next article came from cyberscoop.co. Georgia Secretary of State, Department of Homeland Security tried to breach our firewalls. The Georgia Secretary of State has claimed that the Department of Homeland Security tried to breach its office firewalls and has issued a letter to Homeland Security Johnson asking for an explanation. Man, this is only the start. And my man Tim Samaro said, Trump getting an early start, I see. And OG Boosie said, sounds like the Obama Hillary running their criminal empire through Department of Homeland Security. Well, all of them is going to, absolutely right, gents, absolutely right. So check out those articles, and let me just see what it is, and let me get set. Let me see, did I miss anything? No. So, all right, great. So today's show, we're going to have part two from yesterday's show. And, wow, I don't even, one sec. Let me see something real quick. So we're going to have part two of from yesterday's show. We're going to be looking at the of the actual sacrificing of truth and purchasing power. We're going to continue that because there's a lot that is happening that you should be knowing about and preparing yourself accordingly for. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Get ready to go to a commercial break. And if you would, Scotty, give me a minute just longer because I need to kind of reset this to catch up to where I am when we go to this commercial break. But still, all in all, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call. If you want to talk about something that we talked about this week or something that we talked about earlier, give us a call. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Okay, I'm good, Scotty.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host for today's show of Tando Radio Show, Dave from L.A., and would love to hear from you at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And then what you would do is hit star, that will unmute you, and I will see you in queue, and definitely will call on you so that you can make your comment or have your question ready to go. And I think that's very, very important because I think that all of you, especially those of you that have been listening to Tando, if you're new or been listening for a while, there's some things that you're seeing and some things that resonated with you or didn't resonate with you, some things you agree with or disagree with, or things that you think that are critical and important, that it's very, very, you know, essential that you express yourself, because that is part of the overall energy cycle of us being self-determining and free and independent. And the key to being self-determining, sovereign, free, and independent doesn't come at someone's writing the letter of the law for me, because the letter of the law convicts you, condemns you, while the spirit of the law frees you. And free yourself and free everything around you by invoking and actually energizing your sovereignty. Very, very important. And you can do that with us at any time. 866-510-9025, then hit **, and that will unmute you. I will see you in queue and will let you know. Thanks, Scotty, for giving me that couple of seconds more, and I appreciate it, brother, for that, so I could get set, and so we're good to go now. So, because I'm having, you know, one of the things that's bad about Texas is the overall internet. Oh, my gosh. It's really, really, really difficult to kind of navigate, especially, you know, where we live. And I thought it was going to be much, much better, but no. Internet is a real, real problem. So hopefully that will get resolved, but it doesn't. We still work around it. We're still who we are. It's not really the technology, but we like to use it to our advantage. But, hey, we still use what we got. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and jump into today's show. And what I want to do is we're going to pick up from where we left off. I want to continue with the destruction of truth and the demise of truth, and then we're going to look at the demise of the purchasing power further, because I didn't get to finish yesterday with the purchasing power or the destruction of your purchasing power or the execution of your labor, because that's what's really been being stolen is the energy of your labor. And they hide that so that you won't look at it that way, so that you think that it's something other than what it really is. And what's really being happening here is that your energy is being vampired away, vampire stolen, and your overall energy has been enslaved. And that's what it's really all about. And there's ways in which to do that if you want to control the living population, the population people. There's a way to effectively control people and to subjugate them and to get them to surrender and to enslave and allow themselves to be enslaved and really to enslave themselves, because that's really a choice of everyone that here that we all have. It's how determined are we to be, are we to being sovereign, free, and independent and self-determining? That is really the overall measure of our freedom, our sovereignty, and our self-determination is measured by your will to it. How much energy do you give to it? How important is it to you? What are you willing to endure? What are you willing to gain, and what are you willing to lose in order to do that? So that's really where we are. So I want to do this. Now, yep, we're good to go. Okay, now, what I want to do is that yesterday we played some stuff about Hillary Clinton yesterday. And it was where she was, when she was the celebrity figurehead Secretary of State, going before the celebrity figureheads, congressional members, and the chairman of that is the Secretary of State right now, Lurch. That's what I call that dude that's the Secretary of State now. He looks just like from the Adams Family, if you remember. That's what he looks like to me. Looks like Lurch to me, or Lurch's son. So that's probably more appropriate, Lurch's son. Lurch's son. So, and this is all a game. This is all a facade for you to see, for you to hear, to base off of your senses, because your physical senses, because your physical can always lie to your spiritual. Your physical nature can always lie to your spiritual nature. And this is the magic and the mastery of psychological warfare that is played against everyone globally continuously. They're completely bombarded by it. They're schooled by it. They're indoctrinated by it all, so that the overall institutional structure of control is never, ever jeopardized. And they even come up with sayings to reinforce that by you speaking that and giving energy to that at your own demise. Can't beat City Hall. Only thing guaranteed is death and taxes. So there's just so many of them. Just so many. If you can't beat them, join them. What? What sellout really thinks that spiritually? And I'm not talking about the sellout from what man has deemed as a sellout. Because if you really, really look at that, by that definition, that is nothing more than someone that compromises their morality for someone else's agenda. But there's something else that's really more that we're selling out. We're selling out our energy for a false promise in our spiritual eternal frequency for false promises. Or even, they're not even promises. I would even say that they're decrees of enslavement. So in essence, no one wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. And that's a very, very dangerous thing to sell out to. It may be very difficult for you to transfer out of that, even when you make the great transformation out of a physical nature into a spiritual nature, because your spiritual nature was such bombarded, and it probably was actually changed during your physical time, because your physical nature superseded your spirituality. That can be very detrimental, in my opinion. But I can see that being the actual case. And it's one of the things that I live by, is that I'm not afraid of this moment when I'm going to have eternity in the waiting. So I'm not afraid of this moment. I'm not afraid of right now. I'm not afraid of what someone says that they can do and what they're going to do to you and things like that. I'm not afraid of what man has created called death, because I figure, how can you kill me and you didn't give me life? So, that being said, let's jump into today's show. So, during her time as Secretary of State, Clinton talked about the U.S. was losing the propaganda war to foreign propaganda agencies, which means that it was just her turn to ensure that the propaganda will continue to work. And she so obliged the system's request, because propaganda has been around for a while. It will continue to be around until the people of this world decide that no longer is that relevant in their overall direction from day-to-day life. So she played her role. And it was ironic that she was talking about losing the propaganda war and how they needed to orchestrate ways to seize that and to get that, because they control culture and they control propaganda during the Cold War and during other times, but they've lost that initiative. And lo and behold, she did it so well, the system said, hey, she did it so well and so convincing, let's let her be the tool. And then now let's look at where it is now, where everything is now. So-called, it was her emails and other things that led to that so-called the propaganda, or what I consider the propaganda alternative, propaganda media, which is nothing more than a part of the PSYOPs program that's going on from the intelligence agencies. They engaged in releasing things about her and made her look like she lost a major election, a selection. No, it wasn't that she lost the selection. She was playing her part, and she's played it so well, and the acting that they do is so transparent. I wonder what is wrong with people to be buying this garbage. It's because they've been indoctrinated through schools, and they can't see through it. This is all hogwash. So she came on and talked about how they need to win back the propaganda. So what did they tell you? They told you what their agenda is going to be. Now you're starting to see it speed up. But I'm going to tell you what it's really going to do, in my opinion. But not only her, two organizations known as Cerebrally Naive Network, which you call, a lot of people or other people may call CNN, or commonly known as CNN. I call it CNN. It stands for Cerebrally Naive Network. And then there was RT, which is also, they admitted to being a part of the Kremlin. They admitted it. Why did they admit it? They admitted because it was seeding for later on in the future. But see, they were telling you the honest right now so that you will look and be ready to call for the demise of the ones that won't admit because it's not their part to admit now. That would be the U.S. in all of its mainstream media. And they came on and talked about how they were propagating and propagandizing the government's interests, in which CNN is cerebrally naive network has always been doing since its inception. This is why they have former NSA, CIA operatives and agents as part of their overall council and everything else, or are giving advisements and things of that nature. And we don't see it. But so they set the agenda. So now what I want to do is I'm going to play for you what Hillary said yesterday. And I think it was for, I guess, be nice, David. I guess there was the dude, I don't like to give their names, the dude out of Nevada was leaving the Senate. And I just don't understand how in so-called in a free democracy you can have politicians that can stay in a position for darn near hundreds of years, a century, and think that they're going to be doing anything in your favor. They don't even identify with you. They actually despise you. And we fail to see it because we keep hoping that Master don't let us in. You keep hoping that Master gonna say we free. Man, so detrimental to us all. So she was there, and I guess that she had a press conference. And I'm gonna show you what's so ironic about that, but let's hear what she had to say yesterday, because it's very important as to what the agenda is tomorrow. Hold on one second. Let me. Here we go.
Briefly, one threat in particular that should concern all Americans.
So wait, let me start this over real quick. Here we go.
Let me just mention briefly one threat in particular that should concern all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike, especially those who serve in our Congress. The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days, to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Okay. Now, I don't know if my man Scotty. Scotty, you there? Let's see if Scotty's there. Probably not. All right. Man, she said so much there. And let me tell you what's so important about what was said there. She was the very same one that was going to Congress and was petitioning to get more funding to develop a propaganda apparatus that would better serve the overall agenda of the government, not the people. And then lo and behold, here it is. She is the one that's talking about fake news. And if you heard what she said, there is legislation that is going to be put into place. Here's what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge coming to get you, coming to enslave you even further. I don't think it is by coincidence or by chance that in the reading of her script, and that's all it was, she's nothing more than an actor reading a script. That's why the pauses, that's why the emphasis, that's why the voice deflection, that's why the lights, camera, action, and they and the director said, what did the director say? I forgot. Whatever the director says, action. My bad. Action. Shows you how much I... Man, Dave, come on. And they called for action. And she played on cue. And the thing about this whole political scam is that they've been playing you right into enslavement. They transferred the plantation from the acreage of the land in the plantation fields, the acres of the plantation field were revolutionized to a 6 by 2 inch piece of paper. Now it's being and it's starting to be re-revolutionized into digital algorithms to control you even further. The plantation fields of enslavement have changed. And it's the same characters that instituted and propagandized it and created it its inception, from its inception are still in control. They just realized that they just need to revolutionize it every so often. And it's moving out of the paradigm of a 6 by 2. And if you want to know what I mean by 6 by 2, I'm talking about a piece of paper known as currency, what a lot of people say is cream. Cash rules everything around me. Well, cash rules slaves. That's what it rules. And this propaganda of this agenda is going to make sure that they maintain their enslavement of slaves, where their subjects will continue to surrender their free will to them. And let me tell you, in my opinion, what they're going to do. They're going to create event after event and say that it was from the false news and false media until they cut out all media. The only media that they'll have is themselves. And this is when the initiative that was so-called lost in propaganda will be regained, and they will be able to shape the culture and tell everybody what to think, like they said they were able to do during the Cold War. They admit not their achievements, they admit our failures. Our failures to realize who they really are and what their agenda is really all about. And this is something that we are going to continue to see to move in the direction that it's moving. It's going to work perfectly because it's worked perfectly in the past throughout human existence. At some point and at some time, there has to be a break. And that break, in my suggestion, is that you break that chain. Before you worry about breaking it for your family, before you worry about breaking it for your community, first break that chain from you. And then grow from that broken chain and continue to move away from those bondage tactics to ensure the prosperity that was lost in the past will not carry forth in the future to those that we have yet not named. It starts with you first. And I would say, well, when it starts with you first, take it at a pace. Take it at a speed that is becoming of you. Because one of the things that you're going to have, we're going to see in the coming future, is that many people don't want change to happen. They don't want to be a slave, but they definitely want to have one. And those individuals, let me tell you how they're going to act in the future. They're going to want you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Judas. Be careful of those evil spirits that men have fancied, that men have given way to, that men have entertained. Because those individuals are just as bad as those that are orchestrating and moving their energy to it because they identify with them and they realize that they can't beat them, so they're going to join them. And they're going to compromise you. This is not what it appears to be. This is much greater than what your eyes can see. So this agenda, in my opinion, of the demise of truth is longstanding. And how do you know this is true? Just heard Hillary play to two different sides. One as an advocate and then one as a victim. Both were false and lies all the way around. There's a fear that the structure has and the system has. There's a fear of a globe of 4 billion people. You can't fool all the people all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all of the people all of the time. And those all of the time people that you can't fool, that pool is becoming larger and more determined. And they're moving in a way that can't be defeated. They can't defeat you by technology. They can't defeat you by means of psychological tactics. They can't beat you by toxins. They can't beat you by war. But what they have to do, and they realize, once those individuals, the only way that they can recapture them is if they resurrender themselves by fear. And one of the things that they do, that the system does, is that they will sacrifice all for the good of the enslavement program. You may be an individual that is self-determining and sovereign, because you made that cause your purpose. You have decided that you will be determining how you live, and you will engage in what you decide to engage in, not by the hands of someone else. And you're going to try to find out as much as those individuals that try to control by their methods so that you will not be adversely affected by it. But here's what the system also knows, and it will do. It realizes that it may not be able to get you to surrender based off of the propaganda and the different tactics. But they realize that they may be able to get you by someone else that's enslaved, mainly someone else that you love, someone else that you care about, some issues that you care about, some things that you put value on. And that there they see that that may be the bridge that causes you to respond out of fear and to recapture you willingly, capture you. And that's what, in my opinion, that they're going to do. This is why the overall fake news cycle is starting to be the new fad as we move towards fascism. Because this is where the corporations are going to be outwardly and visibly telling the governments what to do. This is why she said Silicon Valley. Because they have a fascist agenda that they're going to play. They say that the Trans-Pacific Partnership was lost. No, it wasn't. Hillary just spoke about it. Directly and indirectly. To where they're going to remove by way of events, tactics, and propaganda, they're going to get you to think that you need protection from yourself. And the only person that can protect you is them, those that govern. Man, this stuff is really getting deep. And one of the things that I
having a business
happening in the fashion
like
we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but one of the things that I see that's going to be happening in the fascist state is this. They are going to continue to call terrorism by people that are speaking truth, that are attacking their propaganda. And they're going to move into a space to where people are going to turn on each other. And they're going to create the perfect environment for people to be willing to turn on each other on their falsehoods of wealth and prosperity. You know, their wealth is like moonlight. It doesn't exist. It's a reflection that's stolen from the true light. The moon itself is dark. It has no light. It reflects the light from the star that you don't see because it's moved. And that's exactly what their wealth has always been. It's been a reflection from the star that you don't see, so that you continue to think that you're getting light from the moon, continue to think that you're getting some form of wealth and prosperity from their moonlight. That's the real reason, that's the real term of moonlighting. You're working in the darkness. Then realize that that's what they meant when they said moonlighting. So listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment, get ready to go to the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue with this. There's a couple of things we need to take a look at, and we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Don't be moonlighting.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, we were talking about the fake news and how this is going to start to the direction that I think that is going to be going in. You may think that it's going in a different direction, but this is going to be a tool that is going to be used against you in the crisis that they're going to create, that's going to turn into conflict. And the solution that you're going to be begging them, and I say you, not necessarily you, those that see this propaganda and are taking the necessary precautions to protect yourself from those things, and not to give energy to it, and not to be fearfully led by it. But But that, what I mean by that, you, is that I mean the general population, and they are definitely going to push them and to steer them and corral them into a position where the sheep will be begging the slaughter to save them. The sheep will be begging the slaughter for the saving or the freeing of them. And they will do just that by taking you to slaughter. And many people will gladly go into slaughter thinking that this is their freedom. This is why Harriet Tubman said, "I freed many of slaves. I would have freed even more if only they had known they were slaves." Let me tell you something about those in the big house and those in the field. Both of them were slaves. But don't brag about either side of it. Ridiculous. And I say that because for us to really understand and to get what's really going on here. Either way, that's bragging about you being a slave because you don't know you are. So, in order to break that, be who you really already are. Reconnect yourself. Break the schooling that you've been tutored under. Not everything you learn is the truth. Not all habits are good. Not all are bad. But the thing is, are you able to discern which one, which way, and which attribute that those things that you have learned have? And I would definitely say, from the indoctrination and domestication of us as from children, this is why they start early, because young people are impressionable. This is why they send young people to war. Because it's just something about people that have been around and have some life experience, they're able to read through the BS much easier. And they realize that young people at that age, they've already tired of their parents, or their parents are tired of them, and there's some confrontation there in a lot of places, especially if there's poverty there. And so the individual is ready to go off and do something. And let me tell you something. If we don't take our young people, the streets definitely, definitely will. And who are the streets? Same streets that have always been there. The path to destruction. The path to destruction that has been orchestrated, especially with you and with your family and within our community. So what I want to do now is I want to go to an article that I didn't get to read, very telling of how this is spreading, because now they're making this fashionable. They're making this where everyone is familiar. You know, it's ironic to me that we only know what the mainstream media pushes as being the truth. So the propaganda has never stopped working. So now if you say to someone now, fake news to someone, oh, they have an idea what that is now. But man, ask them what the difference between money and currency is. They'll just stare at you and say you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I get who you are. So article. Oh, man, did I mess it up? I think I did, everyone. So there's an article that we need to really look at. And one second, let me pull it up. Okay, here it is. Give me a second. And I'm really talking to my computer to actually work, and it listens. Ha ha. All right, so here we go. There's an article. And it was a NPR article. We read some of it the other day. This is from NPR.org. Pope Francis warns media against infiltration with scandalous citing crapulia. Citing crapulia. What is crapulia? Basically, its feces. And I just, my mouth dropped when this was said. But I wasn't surprised, because this goes along with the agenda of the governors against the people. What does it mean to govern? So many times, I get it, I understand, but it doesn't make it right. People are begging on the government to make their lives better, to do something about it, what the government should do. Do you realize what spirit you're invoking when you say that? You're invoking the slave ruler, ones that have rule over you. Have you ever looked up the word to govern, a government, or to govern? And look up the word rule. To govern is to rule. To rule is to enslave. To enslave is to steal your energy, your free will, what the great creator has given you. So now, wasn't surprised that this institution, that this individual, this celebrity figurehead, out of this institution as a Jesuit, if you know anything about the Jesuits, would say what they said here. Because they want to continue their rituals of murder. Here's what it said. This is from the Two Way International. Pope Francis warned media against infiltration with scandal, citing Coprilia. Pope is calling on those who use and control the media to avoid disinformation and the sickness of Coprilia, comparing a love of scandal to a abnormal interest in feces that can include elements of sexual arousement. Are you kidding me? The same institution that was a part of, you may have Pizzagate, but this institution from its highest level was the pizza factory. With its overall pedophiles that were stealing. Let me tell you something. I know, I wouldn't be surprised, and I believe that the pedophile nature of them was far beyond just fondling or violating a child physically by sexual pleasures. But it went as far as destroying them, their physical existence, by the harvesting of body parts, by harvesting of their blood, and maintaining demonic rituals. And this dude, and because this is, if I was on a different show somewhere else, I would say something else. And this dude has the nerve to say the elements of sexual arousal when your whole institution from the top has been a cesspool of exploiting children and stealing from families and stealing from widows and stealing from people and enslaving people throughout your existence, from your running through South America and stealing assets and gold and everything else and enslaving people, and to do it by the sake that they could get to heaven and to establish a demigod that people cry over, they faint over, and they fall on their knees over, and as a man, and you confess to this. It goes on. An obsession with the scandals can do great harm, Francis said Wednesday in remarks that also cited people's tendencies towards eating boo-boo. I believe that the media should be very careful, very transparent, and not fall prey without without offense, please, to the sickness of crophilia, which is always wanting to communicate scandals, to communicate ugly things, even the things that may be true, the Pope said in an interview with the Belgian Catholic Weekly. Did you hear? Even though they may be true. You know why they had to say that may be true? Because they know the crophilia that they've been involved in, they don't want it exposed, because then their overall followers would look at them totally different. How in the world can their followers not look at them any different with all of the pedophile and the victims of pedophilia, the pedophile attacks that's been going on within that institution, and they still say, well, it's just that one individual. You don't see that the whole thing is corrupt? You may not be corrupt, but those in which you pay taxes to, render to Caesar what Caesar, is corrupt and has always been corrupt. The dude even said it right here. Exposing us means that you are full of, that's the old Jedi mind trick. He added, since people have a tendency towards sickness. Oh, I read that part already. Those comments were part of Francis' response into a short question about the media and the means of communications. The question generated one of the longest reply of the interview, as the Pope spoke both of the ills and the immense good modern communications can bring about. Now, what is modern good communications to them? When you listen to them and you do what you're told and you continue to sacrifice your overall energy for their agenda, ways and means, when you continue to give your life and they to them, your way of life or their means of life, that's good communications to this entity. Because the facts of it all, right here, says that, and basically said, even if it's true, the truth of what they've been engaged in, don't look at what we've been engaged in, look at what we tell you to do. That's below you, slave. Kiss the ring. I tell you, because of the great propaganda that we've been under for so long, many of us don't have the moral capability to walk away from it in this physical time. And that's quite all right, because I just hope that at some point, at some time, that you'll see yourself worthy enough, and you'll see yourself the way the great creator intended you to be, and the way the great creator sees you, for you to start acting that way. I always say, if you can't see yourself the way the great creator sees you, then never walk past a mirror. You may be frightened by the demon that you have become. And this goes for us all, because we've all been under this in one way or another. But see, why are they talking about this in the military, the government, and in the religious figureheads? Because those are the measures in which to control, those are the conduits in which to control the people of the world. By way of economics, by way of military force, by way of economics, and by way of spiritual debasement. You have them in the palm of your hand now. And the whole world fits quite comfortably there, because they make themselves just that small. So this article goes on to say, nowadays they have in their hands the possibility and the capability to form opinion. Stop right there. See, that's what they're telling, that their propaganda is establishing. It's forming opinions, but it's far worse than that. It's forming a belief system. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to question or think for yourself. And definitely they don't want you to invoke your sovereignty. Not because they want you. They don't want you to affect and infect others. That stuff is contagious to them. And this is why they come up with all kinds of elaborate schemes of disinformation, conspiracy theory, when there's nothing more than it's the truth and conspiracy agendas. And until we understand this, this is why this dude is talking the way that he was talking. The article continues to say, disinformation is probably the greatest damage that the media can do, as opinions is guided in one direction, neglecting the other part of the truth. Truth, Francis said. The Pope seemed to be speaking at times of both the traditional news and the other methods of communication that have become privy and influential. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope himself, the celebrity figurehead, Jesuit Pope himself, is now going to be a part of the destruction of the alternative media. Why? Because they're causing people to question. They are the biggest threat to their overall stronghold. And I would say, let your hold on your spirit be stronger than their pulling, their guiding, their leading, and their leash that they will put you under. Francis said, the means of communications are builders of society. Let me read that the way how I see that, what they're really saying. The means of propaganda are the builders of their society, because they are the only ones that are enslaving and gaining from that enslavement at the highest level. Article goes on. In and from themselves, they are, let me move this down, they are made to build, to interchange, to fraternize, to make us think, to educate. In themselves, they are positive. It is obvious that given that we are all sinners, hold on, stop right there. We all sinners. See, that's the propaganda that they pass to you, because they want you to be on your knees, because they realize while you on your knees, they stand above you and you surrender. On your knees is submission. But see, the great creator never required that you submit to the universe. That was a trick in a deception of man to get you to surrender and submit to them. Goes on. Also, the media can't. We who use the media, admitted it right there. We who use the media. I am using a means of communication here, becoming harmful, and the communication media has have their temptations. They can be tempting by clamoring and therefore used to slander to silly people, especially in the world of politics. Did you hear what Hillary Clinton said earlier? Don't you conceive the concerted directive effort of these entities, because they're moving in consortium with the agenda itself to enslave everyone much further. And they're telling you how they're going to do it. They are going to tell you what to believe and when to believe it. And that's the only thing that they're going to want you to do. And how they're going to do it, they're going to get you first to surrender, then they're going to seduce you, then they're going to sedate you to where you no longer have any DNA recognition to your spirit, a DNA tie to your spirit. You won't be able to have any frequent or resonance to your spirit. the frequency will be broken. This is their agenda and always has been. And to me, one of the most damning things that have ever been done to you temporarily, but if you accept it, it may last much longer into eternity than necessary. Because I firmly believe how you resonate here is an extension of how you'll resonate in eternity. And I would say to you, man is, the great creator is not a man that should lie, nor enslave, nor destroy. How can you be a great creator and be a great, just have great destruction? It don't mix. But man wants you to think that, because man has never greatly created anything as great. Man has only destroyed everything by ways of selfish measures. For you to create and destroy means that you're a selfish individual, selfish spirit. Come on, y'all, get real. This religious stuff that's getting pushed on us is because it is part of the propaganda that lives. That's in my opinion. But for me, the facts have played itself out historically to show that. Because I look at the institutions and the individuals, and they all align up in the exact same demonic rituals that they try to get you in fear of. So it will be a space of reverence. So now, Hillary, and the joke are all in one accord. And it's not so much these individuals, but it has everything to do with who they surrendered themselves to. Who are they willing to be the ambassadors for? And it darn sure isn't you. Nor has it ever been about you. Many of you would be surprised if you were in their presence in private, what they would be saying and what they would be doing. See, that would be your fault, because you can't see through their deception now. But there's many of you that don't need to be around them. You can always pick up their lying spirit, and you're able to discern who they are from a distance. That's power. That's power. And I would say for those of you that resonate that way, never ever surrender that. Continue to nurture that. Continue to do and to move in that direction, regardless of what you lose here. As man says, if you're lost, man only builds casinos, while the great creator builds eternity. Don't walk into their casino. We got a caller that's in queue. Don't want to keep our callers waiting. Caller from 910 out of North Kakalaki. What's your name? What's your question? And what's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question and comment? Sorry about that.
All right. What's up, Brother Dave? This is Brother Zion. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, Zion.
Hey, you said something there, and I hope I don't have a lot of background noise because I'm on the highway.
No, you're perfect. Zion, you're perfect. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you said something, and I just had to throw my two cents in. You said that, you know, if you can hear them talk, if you can hear what they say. Well, me being, I guess, what the term, a red bone, high yellow, very light-skinned with good hair, they don't think that I'm black. And around the job, I hear it all. I mean, I do hear what they're saying, and it seemed like now that they have Trump in office, it seemed like they got they I get to say this card in their pocket and they finally get to pull it out and boy, and they are not holding back either.
Yeah,
I promise you, they're not holding their tongue with the they ain't saying the N word around the job yet, but they using them ninjas, you know. And come on, man, we know what you want to say. We know what you're saying.
Yeah, and you know what, Zion, and I think that is something that's going to be played in out a whole lot more because it serves the overall crisis, conflict, and control factor. And then because they're going to bring a crisis that's going to turn into a conflict, and they're going to want people to be begging them for a solution. This is why you're getting all of these so-called characters becoming the heads of states. Why? Because they want to say, see, when you people wanted to break away from the so-called system, this is what you got. And then now look, these people were unqualified to do what we do, so you better respect us for what we do. And this is because of that. Now we need to fix what you destroyed by your overall votes of different things and everything else. But see, that's just the system inducing what they want to happen. And brother, let me say this about what you first said about being light-skinned with good hair and everything else and light eyes. Let me tell you, brother, you are not what your physicalness is, but your spirit supersedes all of that. And the people that look at that, those things as a marker and a measure of you, is because they have never measured up to themselves, because they can't see who you, they don't resonate with who you really are. And this happens because the tactics of subjugation and enslavement was so great that it made other people think that if I can't be free, well, then I'm going to enslave as many other people and to actually marginalize people as much as I possibly can. And it goes all kinds of different ways.
I believe that 100%. I believe that 200%.
Zion, brother, from be who you are, because you resonated in the way that at a particular time there was a whisper that was in your spirit that you listened to. And by you doing that, what did it play itself out to? It showed how great your spirit is. Little do we, you know, so often we want, because man has taught us to be this way, we wait for something of great power to speak to us. And that voice never comes. You know why? Because the great power that needs to speak to you is you. You listen to yourself. You listen to your spirit. Many people don't listen to their spirit, so they continue to wander in this world as the true wandering Jew. Brother, you never have the question who you are,
and never will. That's why when they say, I don't say nothing. I just sit back and I listen, because if I say something, then I won't hear what they got to say next. And you know, and believe me, I do want to hear what they say next, because
my man, my man, exactly. Because if you don't hear what they say next, I was always taught, be careful what you say, because then people will always know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm with you 100. Yes, see, you have great discipline. And discipline will get you to where you don't respond in an inappropriate or an unadvantageous moment. You will wait till the appropriate time to respond.
It took a while for me to be that way, but that is the way that I am now. But it did take a while to become that. But the more I educate myself about what's going on,
You know, it's in all of us. We are all that way. Because, you know, if you really think about it, what happens is that there was a confusion out of trust. This is why it's so careful that we have to be careful where we place our trust. We gave trust to people that we thought had our best interest, but they didn't even know that they didn't have your best interest. And we thought the schools were right. We thought that some of the rituals and practices of the past of our parents and grandparents was right, and they weren't. And that caused confusion. And out of respect, we didn't always want to go against it. But now as you get older and you start to resonate with things, you start rowing your own boat. And it's a very powerful thing. You ever notice that people that cause trouble are the ones that don't row boats? Because when you're busy rowing, you don't have time to rock the boat. There are many lazy individuals, many lazy spiritual individuals. And you're not one, brother. And you don't have to make calls, and you know this, you don't have to make calls or excuse for that. It's working well for you. So I'm not surprised, Zion. I'm not surprised at all. And I would just say that as this thing starts to unfold even more, you're going to see a lot of different things, but you are already prepared. And everyone here on Tando is more prepared and are ready to deal with things because you listen to your spirit and you want to. Listen, everyone, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Zion, much ups, big ups, much love, much respect to you and to the family. Give my regards, brother. All right, everyone, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, yes, sir. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 866-510-9025. Then hit star. That will unmute you. I will see you in queue, and I will go right to you. So we're going to get back into today's show. We got another caller that's in queue out of my state, NJ, out of Jersey, and it's my man Roz that's there. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. How's
Make
it going?
Peace,
great
brother.
Program
Make
today.
Peace. What's up, yes, brother? Sir. Make peace.
What you're describing is what you describe every day. You know, when you talk about, you know, the trick is to get you to believe, you know what I mean? Believe the sleight of hand. And I'm just took a stock of what we've experienced for the last 500 to 600 years with these creatures, right? And when you think about it, first, they brutalized us to strip us of our humanity. Then they remade us into their slaves using that brutality. Then what they did is they convinced us that somehow if we joined the system that they created and we did whatever they told us to do in order for them to continue to vampire us and cannibalize us, that somehow they would start treating us like human beings. And that's what our ancestors bought into. They bought into this false sense
the
of...
The being deputized.
Exactly. And the sad part about that is, when you look at it, it's like the worst kind of abusive marriage, because the whole idea is when you see people in abusive marriages, you usually will have the abuser spouse, and I'll just say the husband for now. And let's say the husband has been brutalizing this woman for like decades, right? Her kids done seen her in and out the hospital. Her parents saw her, you know, potentially on her deathbed. And every time he came home, he cried, got on his knees, you know, told her he would do better. And she accepted that. That's us, Stockholm Syndrome. And the whole idea with that is with the way that the Stockholm Syndrome manifests itself is always in the context of white supremacy, because we've been told if we, you know, join the system, do the things that they tell us to do, how they tell us to do it, that somehow they're going to stop practicing racism. And the whole idea is even in abusive relationships, those where the woman gets fed up, eventually they start to learn the ruse. And they start to see, like, this dude's full of crap. Every time he comes around, he plays the Romeo Juliet, stands outside my window with some flowers, talking that nonsense, and then I just drop kowtow and say, okay, baby, come on, come back in the house. And with us, that's the same thing that we do. We still haven't figured out the ruse. We haven't, a lot, enough of us haven't figured out the fact that, you know, these people keep doing the same things over and over because they work. The same way in an abusive marriage or relationship, you know, that person does the same things because it works. They're not actually going to a counselor to get help. They're not going to, you know, they're not doing anything to change themselves. They're just coming back to you exactly how they were the last time they beat you behind, and you just accept them because you think you love that person.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the sick part about it is that they have refined the system to the point where it's now at a, like, probably the most critical stage it's ever been in history. And the idea is that because still a critical mass of us don't have the proper understanding, they're gonna be able to just, you know, slide the next stage of their diabolical plan right into place because people are not reacting properly. Like you said before, I think you said it yesterday. The whole idea is that enough of us have not reacted to this in a way in which we're trying to take back our power, our sovereignty, our autonomy. We are reacting in a way in which we are just reacting to what they do. So we wait for them to do something, and then we try to react to it the best way we can, rather than preparing. The same way that a female who's being abused will prepare to leave their abusive spouse. They don't just up one day and leave unless, you know, it's that critical, probably a life or death situation. But outside of that scenario, they start to plan. They might plan to leave in a month, and they'll prepare wherever they're going to move to. They might even slowly start to move some of their personal effects out of the house in a clandestine manner where the abusive spouse would not be able to notice that they're moving these things out. And then eventually they'll come to that stage where, oh, okay, he's at work. Okay, this is the night we're making the move. Grab the kids up and then, you know, whatever last of your effects that you need, and you get up out of there and don't tell them where you're going. With us, we're still trying to work within the parameters that they have set for us. And the whole thing is that there are no parameters for your enemy to set for you. Dr. John Henry Clark used to say, you can't ask someone for something they have stolen from you. You have to take it. And that's what I think we're afraid of. We're afraid of what taking it looks like because we've experienced their brutality so intimately and so passionately for so long that a lot of black people, even though you'll hear a lot of people say, I ain't no victim of white supremacy, a lot of us are scared of these people. A lot of us are on a subconscious level, we know what they're capable of. And a lot of us might talk all of that extra strong stuff, and we sound hard. I mean, look, think about it this way.
Or we fancy what we think that they're capable of, the system is capable of, but it really is not. It really isn't. But go ahead, Rod, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, I mean, even if you look at, I'll just take, you know, gangbangers. These are supposed to be the hardest, you know, black people in the hood that you're going to come across. But yet, they let white people walk through the hood all day and don't say nothing to them. But let somebody who looks like them walk through the hood, and they don't know that person or never saw them before, and that person's life might be in danger. So again, where are you applying the protection of your neighborhood to? Your true enemy, who puts you in that situation to force you to sell drugs and join the gang in the first place, or another victim who looks like you, who you feel might be moving into your territory, which might not necessarily be the case. They could be going there to visit their relatives. But because you've been trained to hate what you see in the mirror so much, the only enemy you see looks like you. And until we start to really, really come out of the fog of their lies, because it's all been lies, and it's been lies for a long time, and a lot of us haven't really come to that realization and start making moves to divest ourselves from them, their lives, their system, everything about what they're doing. Until we start doing that, we're not going to make the headway that we should. And that's why shows like this are so important, because the whole presentation, your understanding of the system, your thought process, your foresight as far as understanding what they have coming down the pipe, that's so necessary. Like, it is so super, super necessary. So I'm just, you know, hoping that we can reach as many people as possible, and those of us who are aware and who are participants in the show and listeners to the show can start to spread that information, because the more of our people we can get that information to start shifting their consciousness in the direction of self-determination, the better it is, because it's not going to be long before this is Venezuela or Puerto Rico or India. And it's really not that far around the corner at all. It might hit the fan before January 1st of next year, the way things are being accelerated at this point. So I just want to say thanks again for a brilliant show. I appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for all that you do, my brother.
Much love. Much respect, man. Roz, it's just so much, man. And of course, time is always, against us. And it's, you know, it's so true. There's something from, and then we got a couple other callers. There's, what Roz is saying, there's a domestic violence that we surrender to that's grown into a global violence that we continue to surrender to. I always say that if we continue to play by the rules, then they will rule. And the system of this, and it encompasses everyone. It enslaves everyone. And this is where you'll have the different fight among the slaves, and the focus won't be on the overall nomenclature of enslavement, and that becomes a problem. We got another caller, thank you. Much love, much respect, Roz. We'll talk to you in a little bit, brother. We got a couple of callers. We got two more callers. Hold on, Brother Davis. We got a brother, another caller out of Illinois, area code 312. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Pretty good. It's Mayhem.
Mayhem, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to just chime in, say, man, what you're saying is very powerful. Hey, that Pope is that the same Pope out of Argentina?
Yep, the Jesuit. Hey, first Jesuit Pope. Yes.
Yeah, didn't he have something to do with, they had a, he didn't speak up when they had a genocide going down there?
Yep. And he also was a part of covering up large pedophile rings within the Roman Catholic Church, and the part of the demise of the Argentina and everything else. Yeah, I forgot what role he played, but I'll have to refresh on that. But yeah, he was definitely there. You know, he's a Jesuit, and that's the assassins of the Roman Catholic Church.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of that's going on down here, dealing with the schools and churches and stuff, pedophile Ooh. Ring. Because you know the one guy the one guy from the sandwich place, he's from here, and he had a little pedophile ring going on. I think they heard and locked him up because they didn't want him to start telling names because it was really bigger than him.
Yeah. They always are, man, and you're absolutely right. That area is highly there was a lot of, that was one of the corridors for their overall pedophile network. And this is, you know, these are the tactics and the rituals of compromise that they engage in, because not only does it, let me tell you, a hurt child grows up to be an angry adult. And this is all perpetual motion, and you're absolutely right, Mayhem.
Hey, let me ask you something. What do you think about the Divine Nine? I noticed, this is my perspective, they take the great ones, they know they have a gift. The Divine Nine, they almost the rituals and stuff they do is, to me, it's kind of demonic, because I know a lot of them, I'm not gonna say all of them, but some of them, they deal with that so-called homosexual rituals and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's so many ways to maintain the system, because what happens is that everyone puts in their temptation to what they're exposed to. And they bring, you know, like, they'll take car racers and develop a demonic ritual with that. And so, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's out there now that is, and you're going to start to see things. This is, if you notice, and you could say this, you know, throughout history, if we were around different histories, people always said that these were some very, very bad times. But the times that I'm noticing now, and this is the only time, physical time, that I remember being in, or from time to time I may remember other times, if, you know, if that's all possible, which I'm not surprised by. But there's a different spirit now. There's a very, very different spirit now. And there's a bolstering, and it's there's a populist movement towards not being so much an individual, but being a demonic individual. And it's a real movement towards that, and all of the things that go along with that. So I think that we have to be mindful of that, because those are the things that definitely adversely affect us in ways that cause for the demise of what we want to establish among the people that are sincere, you know. And I always think that sincere people will allow you to do what you want to do, and they don't want to encroach on, they allow you to be who you are, but just don't bring that stuff over here. Wish we had more time, man, but good to hear from you, man.
No problem. Okay.
Don't be such a stranger, man. Always love hearing from you, brother.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, brother.
Okay.
Bye. All right, everyone, let's. We got another caller in queue. We got 1 second. Let me go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you there? Brother Davis? Let me make sure I didn't.
Yeah, right here, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's going on, Brother Davis?
Hey, man, I'm caught in the traffic down here in Atlanta. It's crazy as usual. But listen, I want to
yes, sir.
Conversation tonight is powerful. But people don't understand the players and the roles they play. When you say Jesuit, that represents what is called the protectors of the Zionist philosophy. Now, the Zionist philosophy is made by man, and it's destructive because man has a human nature he has not controlled. It is not the chosen people. Now, who are the chosen people? The chosen people are the ones who were here first. See, all of that stuff came later. And we have to understand, as the chosen people, their propaganda has worked on us. But because we have an intuitive gene that's connected to our spiritual nature, many of us are waking up in a platitude of ways. And the reason why I say it like that is because I'm coming across so many things that deal with the idealism of truth instead of all of the concepts of man. See, demons is an aspect of man. They had to create demons in order to scare you. Fear, which you spoke about before on the show extensively, is a powerful tool to a weak mind. But so is the power of life. And we literally represent the power of life. We here on this earth were put here for a specific reason. And it was not to create all of this here crazy demon stuff and so on. Half of this stuff, I'm going to tell you, for those of people who don't really know, they create rituals in order to get you to believe what they say is true. But when you ask for the manifestation, you can never see the manifestation because you don't believe in it as deeply as they do. And the reason why they believe it is because if they have to get you to believe it, they have to make you believe that they believe it. So once again, we, in rising above all of this, we already know that collaboration amongst ourselves, economically and spiritually and idealistically, are all going to be the tools to watch this whole tyrannized state. And that's what supremacy is. It's a state that requires tyranny in order to function. When people start really waking up and coming face to face with their fears, they're going to find that it's the myth in the bottle. And it only gets out if you allow it to, because you control the bottle. That's the power of the mind. I just wanted to add that, brother, and you got a great show, and we are listening.
My brother, as well, and Brother Davis, we just want to thank you and Sister Davis. Well said. So true. And this is why, to me, it's so important for us to come together, to hash out some ideas, and then to get busy. I know that there are things that you all are doing, and I want to continue to encourage you to all to invoke your sovereignty, your self-determination, you don't need for any system to acknowledge that, because then you have to petition for your sovereignty then. And your sovereignty is not anything that you can petition to. You actually were gracefully given that, but it requires that you protect what was given so it won't be squandered. Listen, everyone, just want to say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And without a doubt, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure that you give a fortune. And I truly want to say much love and much respect to you all. To Zion, to Roz, to Mayhem, Brother Davis, and wait, before we go, let me check to see if Brother Bragg is available, because he may be. Brother Bragg, you there?
Yes, sir.
Brother Bragg. Peace, Dave. My brother.
Yes, sir. I was sitting in the wings. Beautiful show, man.
Cool. You know, always, now, Brother Bragg, you know, I know that you have done an extensive amount of research on the Jesuits, and we gotta get you on. But
the Jesuits, assassins. You talking about rough boys now. You see, we get all the way into Nazism, where the Nazis get their foundation.
Right, my brother David said. That's right.
Man, it's right. Deep, man. I'm telling you, it's really deep.
It really is. And so, Brother Bragg, this coming week, man, we got to have, have you on. And I know Chico Stick is going to come on next week. And hopefully Brother Bragg and the Davis team will be on next week as well. And so we got to have you on and just to talk about some of the things that you have come into contact with, or some things that you found that you think are relevant, Brother Bradson, because I know you and I have always had talked about this demonic ritual that these people practice, and they stole everything.
We're at the holiest time of the year for some real nonsense right now. We're into the topless setting up time. This is they're going under into sanctuary now, because the moon is getting ready to play a lot of role in everything they do, man.
Yep.
And you know what? When I started reading into this stuff, because man, just imagine your whole life you walking through Christmas and Santa Claus land and all this nonsense, because they make you look over here when the action is over there. You know what I'm saying? So everything is hidden right in front of you, and that's the whole thing. Hiding it right in front of you, you never see it, because you're conscious. That's why I said consciousness is very important in everything.
And your energy and what you speak into existence establishes the heaven or the hell in which you will abide in. So, hey, Brother Bragg, so let's catch up next week. Everyone, much love, much respect. I just want to say,
As always, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. The great creator made no mistake in creating the greatness of you. Now it's time for you to create as the great creator that you are. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.